By focusing on the quality of each and every movement you're doing, as a result, your quantity is going to increase. Your endurance is going to increase over time without you even having to do much in order to do that, because you're going to enter the class and be like, oh my gosh, I used to only be able to do 5 plank positions. Now I can do 10 plank positions. Hi, everybody. I'm Allie DeRoma. I'm your host for this podcast. And because this is our 4th episode, I'm sure most of you are pretty new here. And I'll let you know a little background about me. I run an online membership site or platform where I teach Pilates and movement, and it's called Modern Body. And all of the classes I teach there are backed by the latest research and science and proven methods of training that are designed to help you move how you were meant to for life. The first point we're going to look at is what is quality training and what is quantity training, both as separate training methods, then also what their relationship is to one another. Stick around for today's episode because we're going to break down this concept and explore a new way of approaching how to move your body more sustainably and more effectively for a longer period of time. Quality training, in a nutshell, what it is the degree in which something is done well. That's actually a very relative term, right? But things that we can look at to know if we're doing something well or of high quality in our body when we're moving are things like alignment for maybe a singular joint or for the whole body. It could be the positioning. It could be what we know as posture. It could be the neuromuscular connection. So that's your brain and body connecting. Are you using the muscles that we want to focus on using? So for example, when you're doing a bicep curl, are you really feeling your bicep? Or are you feeling a lot of other different areas in your body working? It could also be the focus of the exercise or the movement that you're doing. It could also be the execution or the performance of it as you're doing each repetition. So we're doing these, what I like to say, are quality checks. So we're looking at alignment. We're focusing on the muscular connection from the brain to the body. We're looking at how specific are we being with each movement? Where is our focus and how we're performing and executing each repetition? For example, I said the bicep curl, but it could also be, you know, holding a position like a plank position. For instance, or even just standing position. Or if we're going to do a more complex movement, how well are we doing that movement each and every time? You can also relate quality, if you're kind of not sure what I'm talking about, you can relate it to like when you go to buy an object, like say a piece of furniture. If you're going to go buy a table, you want to make sure that it's really stable and sturdy. It's going to support whatever you want to put on the table, right? So the legs are strong, the bolts are all bolted in, the top is nice and smooth, there's no scratches. Now let's look at quantity training. Quantity is going to mean the volume or the amount of training that you're doing. If it's an exercise, we're going to think about the amount of repetitions that we're doing. If we're doing something more like on an interval, we're going to think of the amount of time. You're going to see a lot of quantity training in endurance sports. So things like running, swimming, biking, but even someone who's a dancer or who's doing a lot of body weight type movements, they have a lot of endurance in their type of training. Question I'm often asked, especially if I'm posting something on social media, is how many repetitions of this should I do? And while repetitions are important, I do find that people tend to focus more on the quantity of their training over the quality because, to be fair, we really do live in this society and culture of more, more, more. And we're always focused on how much more could we do. When we're going to talk about the relationship between quality and quantity, it's probably not going to be the popular opinion here, because I'm pretty much going to tell you that you may want to do less than what you're doing. But that's totally individual and unique to you, and you're going to be able to determine that by the end of this podcast. I'm not saying quantity is a negative thing. It is an important aspect of our training because it helps with our endurance and our development as we move, especially if you are training for like a distance running or an enduring sport, but it doesn't always have to be the specific focus to determine is our workout or is our movement practice giving us what we need. Now, let's look at a little bit of how quantity and quality training relate to one another. Typically, and I'm saying typically because this is not an always, I'm not going to speak in absolutes here, but typically when you have higher quantity training, your quality of training can decrease if you don't focus on the quality aspect of your training very first. You could go ahead and throw yourself into very high level class if you wanted to do that. And you would probably be able to figure out pretty quickly, what do I need to go back and work on? Or you could start from the very beginning to make sure and ensure you had really high quality training. You started to learn all of those different quality checks we talked about, like the alignment, the positioning, or the neuromuscular connections that you want to be experiencing in your body as you're doing the exercises. So really, there's no right or wrong way to do this. You can really approach it however you want to. It really depends on you and your body and what you need. But I will say from personal experience with my own body and hearing from other members and clients that when they've prioritized the quality of their movements over the quantity is when they've really started to receive the benefits from every single class or every single activity that they're doing in their life or that they're specifically wanting to work on. So I think the best way to describe this and the importance of quality over quantity training is through an exercise example. So let's use the example of a plank position because we probably all know what a plank position looks like. And say we're gonna go from, you know, our hands and our knees, we're gonna lift our knees up and find that long line plank position. So if we've done this before in the past, if someone has taught us to do it, or we've done it many, many times in the past, and we've maintained really good quality throughout that, then we're gonna know exactly how that plank position is going to feel in our body. So I wanna point this out for a second, that the language of our body is feelings and sensations, and the language of our brain is the thinking. So when we're starting to move our body, we're using our feeling function. So we have to really connect into what these positions feel like in our own body as individuals. And as we're doing the position, our brain is reminding us of these quality checks as we're going. Is my pelvis nice and lifted? Are my abdominals active? Are my legs supporting me? Am I pushing the ground away from me through my whole upper body? Do I feel my head reaching forward and my heels reaching backward? There are a lot of different sensations that are going on. So we have to maintain this brain-body communication throughout as we're moving, especially when we want to focus on that quality piece first. So say for instance, you're in a class, your instructor says, we're going to do 50 plank positions. That's a pretty high quantity of repetition, but I just want to use this example so it's very clear for you. So say in the class, you have worked on in the past your quality of this plank position. You know how it's going to feel in your body. You know what you're going for. So say you do the first 10 to 20 and you're feeling so great, really strong and connected. You're getting to that plank position and lowering with ease. But then maybe you get to say the last 25 or 30 and you're starting to feel, you know, different areas of your body not feeling so great. So commonly it could be your lower back. It could be into your wrists, your shoulders, your neck. All of these areas are usually the areas that are going to let you know that perhaps the quality isn't as high as it was at the beginning. Now, I'm not saying you can't have 50 great plank positions. You absolutely can. You can maintain the quality for 50 planks for that long quantity or duration of time. However, what I do want to point out is that say for instance, you do those 20 plank positions, then our body has muscle memory, right? That's what we're talking about, is how our body remembers an exercise. Well, what's going to happen is that our body is going to remember and store that information from perhaps those last 30 that we didn't do as high quality as we did in those first 20. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to cancel each other out. What I am saying though, is that if I was the instructor and I was watching you do this plank position, or if I was guiding you through a class, what I would do is encourage you to adjust the exercise how you need to adjust it for your own unique individual body in order for you to receive the best benefit from that exercise and have the highest quality for all 50 repetitions. Because if we can maintain high quality during every single repetition and your body remembers and holds onto that, then the next time you go to do that exercise, then you're going to start at that higher quality of movement, which is really what our goal is. Now, again, this is not to judge ourselves. This is not to say, oh my gosh, I'm not doing this great, because every movement we do is just information. These are inputs that we're giving to our body. So what I would encourage you to do is to tune into what your body needs and make adjustments for there. So when I'm teaching, I'm always giving options for people to personalize the exercise to best support them. And if I was in person or if I was training someone one-on-one and I was starting to see the quality of their movement decrease, I would have them pause. Maybe I would just have them take a break, or maybe I would say, let's move on to another exercise, because I know that they've hit their limit and their threshold, and I want to make sure that they're getting the benefit from every single repetition. And what I will tell you is this, from my own experience in my own body, when I have prioritized the quality of my training over the quantity of my training, I have not only felt better in my body and my muscles and my joints, but I also have more energy, so I'm able to do more the next day. So my consistency is also higher. I've also heard this from many members and many clients who they start Modern Body and they're seriously just so amazed that they're feeling better and stronger in their body, but they're doing less, or they're shifting the way that they're moving and taking care of their body within a class, or they're hearing things that they've never heard about for the first time. Another great example of this could be in physical therapy, for instance. So I don't know the statistic off the top of my head, but it does require thousands of repetitions of a movement done well, both in brain and body, to restore a movement pattern, muscular sequencing, or strength into an area of your body. And the more and more you do it with high quality, the less and less you're gonna have to think about it down the road. So by focusing on the quality of each and every movement you're doing, as a result, your quantity is going to increase. Your endurance is going to increase over time without you even having to do much in order to do that, because you're gonna enter the class and be like, oh my gosh, I used to only be able to do 5 plank positions. Now I can do 10 plank positions, or I can hold it for much longer than I ever have before, or now I can start learning how to do push-ups because I have a really strong, solid foundation and I have high quality throughout my body in this specific movement or exercise or pattern that we're doing. Now we're getting into the most important part of this podcast, and it is the how part. So how are you going to make quality training over quantity training work for you and apply it into your own life or into your own training or movement practice? So there are 4 things we're going to look at. We're going to look at quality checks. We're going to look at tuning into your body. We're going to look at maybe doing less is more, and rest. So the quality checks are what we talked about at the beginning, where we talked about quality training. So we're going to look at things like alignment, positioning, the neuromuscular connection. So when you're in a class, is your brain communicating to your body and you're feeling that specific area, like the bicep curl when you're doing the bicep curling action? And what does the execution look like? Are you able to execute the movement with all of these high quality checks and these marks? Second would be the tuning in part. So when I say tuning in, what I really mean is, are you listening to what your body is telling you? So when you're in your class, when you're doing an exercise, maybe you're doing that plank position, is your body telling you, wow, I feel really strong and connected. Yes, my muscles are working. Yes, I'm in the position I need to be. Or is your body starting to tell you, oh, my lower back is starting to give me some problems. My neck is starting to hurt. And then from there, what can we do to make the adjustment that's going to work for you? So I know sometimes we don't want to make adjustments because, say, we're in a class with people, maybe we're embarrassed, but the truth is that you're going to get more benefit from the exercise when you make that adjustment for yourself. And really, why are you doing this movement? You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it to judge or compare yourself to anybody else. You're doing it for you. So I do encourage you to really utilize this tuning in technique so you're making sure that you are following those quality over quantity guidelines. Third is less is more. So you could say less is more is similar to quality over quantity, but that doesn't necessarily mean doing less of the activity you're doing. It could look like doing a complementary type of training or movement to support the main activity that you're doing. So say, for example, you like to run. I like to run, so I'm going to use that as an example. So instead of always doing more and more miles, because that's high quantity training, if I want to increase the quality of my running and the quality of my mileage, so what I could do is look at other exercises that could support running, right? So maybe I'm going to do some hip mobility, maybe I'm going to do some hip strengthening exercises that are going to help me feel stronger and have a higher quality gait pattern. So then when I go to run, I'm feeling stronger, I'm feeling more connected, and hey, as a result, maybe I can do more mileage feeling better in my body. So then my quantity of training would increase as a result of my quality quality of training. The fourth thing we're going to look at is rest. So rest is a huge part of quality over quantity training, because if you are constantly just doing more and more and more, the result is going to end up you feeling depleted and run down and fatigued. And that's not really going to do us any good in the long run, right? So rest is extremely important. And this could mean anywhere from taking breaks between repetitions or sets of exercises, or it could mean taking full rest days off or weekends or weeks off in your training if that's what your body is telling you it needs. Now, we've gone over a lot in this episode, so I just want to do a quick recap here at the end. So the overarching theme is quality over quantity training. So first off, we looked at the what. So what is the science behind this? What is quality training and what is quantity training as separate individual training methods? And then how do they relate to one another? So remember, quality training is the degree to which how well something is done. So we talked about those quality checks, things like alignment, positioning, the neuromuscular connection from the brain to the body, but also the performance and execution of each individual exercise or position. And we looked at quantity training, and that is the volume of training or the amount or the repetitions or the length of time that you're doing that specific exercise, movement, or skill. Now, we need both of these types of training, but they also relate to one another directly. So when we're focusing on our quality of training, as a result and as a byproduct, our quantity training is also going to increase over time. Now, the second part we talked about is the why piece. So why is this information important? Now, remember, our bodies store and hold on to information. So what we want to do is prioritize that high quality training so our body holds on to that as we progress and go through our exercises or go through our training for the week. Also, when we're focusing on higher quality training, you're going to have less of a likelihood of injury. You're going to avoid chronic issues that could accumulate and show up down the road. So keeping the higher quality of movement over the quantity, especially at first, is going to really pave the way for you to have a very sustainable and solid movement practice for a long amount of time. Then we talked about how does all of this information apply into your own life? How can we use quality over quantity into our own movement practice, into our own training, and also into our own life? So we talked about those quality checks again as we're doing an exercise or as we're in a class. We talked about tuning into your body, listening to those sensations and those feelings that your body is telling you and communicating that to your brain. And then as a result, making adjustments so we can continue to produce higher quality movements to support you and your body. Then we talked about less is more, and that could be, yes, doing less repetitions of an exercise, but it could also look like doing different exercises that don't specifically look like they're training you for that activity. So the example we used was running. So instead of always thinking I have to run more and more miles to get better at running, maybe we're starting to do complementary training that is going to support the quality of our running. So as a result, we're able to do more miles down the road and maybe prevent more injuries. Then we looked at rest. So sometimes quality over quantity means that we need to rest our bodies. We need to either take rest time in between sets or repetitions, or maybe we need to have whole days, weeks, or even months of rest so our body can recover and we can maintain that high quality and high level of training that we want to maintain and support our bodies for a longer period of time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really hope that you're able to take this idea, this philosophy of quality over quantity training, and apply it into your own life, whether it be in your movement practice or in other areas of your life. I think it could be a really useful tool, and I wanted to share that today because I know it's benefited me, and I know it's benefited so many members and clients throughout the years that I've worked with. If you want to find out more information about me or Modern Body, you can go to modernbody.io, or you can go find me on Instagram at Ali DeRoma. That's my handle. And feel free to send me a message, or if you have a question, I will be more than happy to answer that and hear from you. All right, so that is all for today. I hope you'll join me here next week for the next episode. Bye.